Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Democratic candidate for House District 1 was in one of our local communities last week, and she wants your vote. Let's go in depth with Christina Bohannon from Iowa City. So Christina, what brings you to Pella today?
Yeah, so thanks, Bob. It's good to be here. It's really good to see you again. So I came over to Pella Career Academy today to see a virtual reality simulation. This is a training program for certified nursing assistants, and it's actually for high school students. So students go over from the high school over to the Career Academy to learn about jobs that they can do, careers that they can have, and they're actually training with virtual reality. So they have the goggles and the hand devices where they're going around learning how to take care of patients. So they're actually doing that kind of training and practicing taking care of patients in a low-risk environment. And so it was fascinating. It was really, really interesting. And I got to try out the equipment myself. So it's really interesting to see how they do that. And this is something that can be applied to things like welding and painting and other kinds of occupations so that students get hands-on experience. And I think, you know, not only is it helpful for our, you know, workforce and everything like that, but also I think that it gives high school students a window into what kind of life they can have. You know, students who really don't maybe know what kind of job they might do when they get older. And this gives them an opportunity to see their life, you know, what that can look like. And I think that that can be really inspiring to kids and keep them on a good path thinking about what their future might look like.
Is it something where they're sort of mirroring somebody else, or is there's like this, these drawings, these depictions, these life forms doing tasks and they do it themselves?
So what it is, you put on the goggles and then you see in front of you a whole room. So it looks like a room that you would see in like a hospital, for example, an examination room. So there's a patient lying on a bed, there's a countertop with a sink, and there are the paper towels and, you know, all of those kinds of things. And so the student is actually performing a number of different tasks. And if they look up, they can see sort of a checklist behind them of a series of tasks that they need to complete. And so they can move about the room and, you know, especially like cleaning the patient, for example, a patient who can't bathe themselves. And so, you know, taking care of that patient, learning how to roll them over properly without injuring them, you know, cleaning them, that kind of thing, and then disposing of all of the things. And, you know, and thinking about doing that in the right order and in a way that you know, is good for the patient. So it's very interesting. And I think it's really going to be helpful for training, you know, healthcare workers, which of course Iowa desperately needs.
Well, and how does this fit in with your vision of your campaign of who you are and why you want to be in Congress? How does it fit in?
Right. So you know, it really fits in. It's really core because what we need to do in Iowa is to really revitalize our small towns, to build our workforce. Healthcare is an issue, especially in rural and small town areas. And so what this does is it allows more training of young people and getting them interested in the healthcare field or other occupations and training them in a low-risk environment. And so, you know, when I think about what my priorities in Congress, you know, I'm thinking about revitalizing our small towns. That's a huge issue for me. I come from a very, very small town. I grew up in a tiny town of about 700 outside of a town of 7,000. I grew up in a trailer. Neither of my parents graduated high school. And so my dad was a construction worker. And, you know, we really struggled to make ends meet. And then, you know, at one point, he got really sick. He got emphysema. His health insurance was canceled when he hit his coverage limit. And when that happened, we really lost everything, you know. And so for me, I understand the struggles that a lot of people have day to day, and also the importance of healthcare to people in these small towns. So that would be a major priority for me. And so we need to work to, you know, improve that healthcare access in our small towns. Right now, I'm going around the district talking to people from, you know, Carlisle over to Davenport. Davenport and then Maquoketa down to Keokuk. And, you know, everywhere I go, people are saying that they have trouble getting at, you know, to healthcare. They have to drive 45 minutes to an hour sometimes to see a doctor or to get to a pharmacy. And so, you know, if that's true, then number one, people are not getting the healthcare that they need and deserve. But also that's bad for our small towns because everybody has healthcare needs. And if they can't get the access that they need in their small town, they're going to move, right? And so that's going to force people out of the small towns. And so I want to make it possible for people to stay in small towns to have, you know, things like affordable and accessible healthcare.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Christina Bohannon about her candidacy for House District 1.
Well, so as you go around Iowa and talk to people, what are they urging you to do should you be elected? What's the first thing? Well, not the first thing. I want to know what they're telling you, just in general.
Yeah. No, and that's so important. I love traveling the district. I love to talk to people about their stories, about their lives. And it's really interesting to me. And, you know, we hear a couple of things. And I appreciate that you didn't ask the first thing I would do, because people always ask that question. And the truth is there are lots of things that we need to do, right? There are a few things that I hear over and over. And they're really core, you know, kitchen table issues. So they want good jobs. And, you know, wages in Iowa have been pretty stagnant for a long time, and we've lost good jobs from some of our small towns. So bringing good jobs back to Iowa. And I think this is an area where, you know, we really could bring more good manufacturing jobs to Iowa, innovative manufacturing jobs to Iowa. And this is an area where I really fundamentally disagree with my opponent, Marionette Miller Meeks, because, you know, she voted against a bill that would help America compete with China by bringing really good, innovative jobs to places like Iowa, including things like semiconductor manufacturing. And, you know, that's something that we could absolutely do in Iowa. We have, you know, a lot of the manufacturing infrastructure that we need. We also have the highest percentage of renewable energy of any state in the country. And there are a lot of companies out there looking to reduce their carbon footprint who would find it interesting, right, helpful to relocate in a place like Iowa that already gets a lot of its electricity from renewables. So this is a great opportunity for Iowa. She voted against that, you know, and I would want to bring those jobs to Iowa. In addition to that, though, you know, I do think I want to work on infrastructure. You know, frankly, that's another thing she voted against, the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Everybody knows Iowa desperately needs that. And you know, I would support infrastructure, you know, things like roads and bridges. We have some of the most unsafe in the southeast part of the state here in Iowa. I would support that. And so those are all things that we need to really rebuild our small towns, in addition to things like affordable housing. I think that that's really important. That's an issue. You know, if people can't find affordable housing in towns, they're not going to move there, even if there are good jobs. So it's a cluster of things that we really need to deal with. Broadband, obviously, is something that we always talk about, and it's just critical for so many different things.
Well, we're pretty lucky here in the listening area in that there are lots of great jobs. We need people to fill those jobs. We just need more people to fill those jobs. How do you think we can? And that's a problem in a lot of areas. How do we solve that?
Right. So one thing, you're right. The you know, in general, Iowa's population is pretty flat. And 70% of our counties in Iowa have lost population over the last few years. So this is a huge problem for us. So I would say a couple things. I mean, first of all, you know, the jobs issue, having good jobs, I think brings people into the area. So that's important. But even if you have the good jobs, you know, like I said, affordable housing is something people need. Broadband is actually a real limitation for a lot of people. You know, if they can't connect, like, you know, so you have a family, you have, you know, a spouse, you know, situation. A spouse can't come in and take a job in a given area if the other spouse doesn't have work to do or doesn't have what they want, right? So broadband can be an issue for that. People who work at home, people who want to do telehealth, you know, people's kids who need to do their schoolwork, you know, broadband is kind of one of those issues across the board that it makes a difference to where people locate. The other thing I'll say is our schools. Rural schools are closing. More than 100 over the last several years around the state have closed. If we continue to shut down our small rural schools, people cannot move to these towns. They can't take the jobs, you know, and so we have to invest in our schools. And that is one thing that we have seen with Iowa Republicans in the legislature over the last several years is disinvesting in public education and a lot of those schools closing as a result. So we need to value our small schools, our community schools. They really are the heart of a lot of these communities. And so we need to invest in those schools and make it possible for them to stay open. I think that's really important. And obviously, respecting and rewarding good teachers, I think, is also very, very important.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Christina Bohannon about her candidacy for House District 1.
And the world is in crisis, total crisis. And we're very lucky. We're safe from harm, most of us are. What do we do? And we've got a refugee crisis. The world is at war. There's environmental refugees. There's war refugees. What do we do?
So I think that I'll say a couple things. I mean, obviously, you're right. You know, the war in Ukraine is it's just horrific. Every single day, I am just struck by the tragedy there. And it's so needless and so cruel. And I think we see what's happening there with the autocracy, you know, and just when someone gets such total power and wields it, you know, in a way. And we have to be, as a democratic country, we have to be on our guard against that all over the world. And, you know, if we don't take action, if we're not united in our opposition to those things, we will just see more of it. It will embolden other leaders around the world to do the same thing. So the first thing is to oppose it as much as we can strongly, you know, and resist it because we don't want to encourage that in other parts of the world. I think that the aid that we've been giving to Ukraine to help them resist is very, very important. And I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing that aid for sure. And, you know, beyond that, with the refugees you mentioned, I hope that we will be open to taking some of those refugees. You know, we have done that with other refugees before, and I hope that we will do that again with Ukraine.
Well, I was reading the other day that essentially immigration ground to a halt under, not quite a halt, but under the Trump administration was really, really down. And so the infrastructure to support immigrants, refugees, essentially evaporated. And now we don't have the infrastructure to help them the way that we should. Do you have any suggestions for rebuilding that infrastructure?
Yeah, so I think that we need to look at our immigration system. You know, I'm a law professor. I believe in having good laws and enforcing them, you know, and I think that's what we need. We have good laws and we need to enforce them. And I think that's as true in immigration as it is with anything else. We don't want chaos at our border, whether it's the southern border or anywhere else. We need to have those laws and we need to enforce them. So, you know, we need to look at immigration reform. I don't think people are opposed to immigration. I think that people want lawful immigration and they want it to be done in an orderly way. And so that's what we need to do. We need to look at our system. We need to see, you know, have, you know, comprehensive reform so that we can have a pathway to citizenship for people, whether it's a refugee or whether it's someone else wanting to immigrate. You know, we need to have a pathway to citizenship and we need to rebuild that infrastructure. You know, the fact is, It's complicated. You know, immigration is really hard for people to navigate, even when they're trying to do it right. I've heard from a number of business owners in this congressional district that that's one of their main needs, is to have help navigating the bureaucracy of immigration to help their workers who are valuable to their companies to get the visas that they need to work and things like that. And so that's a need that I'm hearing from businesses, from chambers of commerce around in the district. And so I would hope to help them, you know, kind of cut through that bureaucratic red tape, build the infrastructure and the education that we need to help people navigate that system.
Well, in the minute we have left, share what you would like with our listeners to might encourage them to vote for you.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that there is widespread agreement on a lot of the things that we need to do. I think if you got Democrats, Independents, Republicans in a room, ordinary people, I think a lot of us would agree on a lot of things. You know, there are things like infrastructure that we need to do, things like letting Medicare negotiate for lower drug prices. You know, there are childcare. There are things that people agree on across the board. I would like to work on those things together. I think that our political system is broken. I think that we have a lot of politicians who put party over country and put party over people. And what I would like to do is be a representative for everyone, not for just Democrats, not for just the people who vote for me, but for everyone. And I would like for us to work together to find that common ground and do some good things for the people of Iowa. And that's what I'm about. That's the kind of representative I would be.
Thanks to Christina Bohannon for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.